The title of this mini-podcast is Working in the Dark. If you're familiar with the ancient Chinese yin and yang symbol, you'll remember that yin represents dark and yang represents bright. According to Chinese philosophy, it's the interaction between the two that causes all that we create. My personal interpretation is that yang is the energy necessary to manifest what yin has created, and yin is the underground lab where the plans are generated. Yin is characterized as feminine energy. Yang is masculine. Think of the act of birth. The bright energy plants the seeds, and the human creation takes place in the dark. Or as the grasshopper recently opined, your father is a drop in the bucket. Your mother is the bucket. Where we miss the boat is when we believe it's our active masculine energy that does all the work. That belief has evolved into the nose-to-the-grindstone philosophy that many of us were weaned on. That has us focus too much energy on the storefront and ignore the fact that most of what's happening is in the back. The key to being more creative is to trust that your feminine energy is quietly working in the dark, out of view. A famous biblical quote frames it this way: "Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing." That suggests to me that creativity is being conducted in secret. Yang is not tasked with doing all the work. Its purpose is to take action on the concepts and ideas created by yin, because without yang's action, a great idea will just remain a great idea and sit on the shelf. This whole message boils down to trust. Trust that you have parts of you working together on your hopes, dreams, and aspirations. And when they do come to the surface, commit to taking the necessary action to get a creative idea off the shelf. All the best, John.